he's on speakerphone. And we're recording.
Okay. I'll call the meeting to order. It's November 19th, the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees. Welcome everybody tonight. Good to see you. We look over the agenda really quickly, if you would, and see if there are any, if there's anything you'd like to add to what we have on there. And we'd like to take off the closed session. We won't need that this evening.
Ah, great.
Darn, I wanted to say an extra.
We shouldn't have some enthusiasm.
So, anybody have any other corrections you'd like to make or additions to the agenda as you see it?
No, I don't.
Okay, we have a motion to approve tonight's agenda. Clap button. And the second is Donna. All in favor?
Aye.
I probably didn't need to do that, but okay. We have no guests this evening, so there will be no public remarks. We're going to go ahead and move forward to the approval of the minutes from the last couple of meetings.
Move they be approved as sent.
Okay, Tom has made a motion to approve both minutes. Anybody want to second that?
I'll second.
Donna Greer, second. Motion to approve. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Those opposed? None. Okay. That's taken care of. Now, we're at the approval of disbursements, and if you'll look in your folder here, Helen and Tracy have got our folders neatly put together. It would be the disbursements or the little neon yellow tab. If you take just a minute and look over those disbursements, and if you have any questions.
I'm really impressed with how organized this is.
It's very organized.
It is all.
Wow.
Yeah. So just take a minute.
Thank you so much.
They do a great job. You'll notice there was an elevator expense. Our board on our elevator, Byron had given us an update on that one meeting. And said that whenever we have a power surge, it fries that, and we have to have service on it. So that's a continual issue. We need to look at probably getting that upgraded. That was a $491 expense. No, wait, let me follow that line. Yeah, that's $491.
How often do we pay Longhorn?
Yeah, my question is
$300.
Well, that's a contract. Teresa, you're there, right?
I am.
Can you tell us, is that $2,392.86, is that part of the contractual amount we have that's split up over the full year, or is that additional?
No, I think that's the contract amount. I don't think that we have billed yet for the bill pay since we took it back over.
So we're paying you $5,000 a month, $5,200 or something like that, $400 a month?
You were paying $2,000-something a month on the contract.
Yeah, it's $2,392. It's the payment to Lawhorn CPA.
There's two of those for the month of October.
Yeah, there's two. There's one on...
2 weeks apart.
There's one on...
10 days apart.
October 12th, and then there's one on...
20th.
The 26th, Teresa.
All right. Let me see if I can get into those.
And they're two separate reference numbers.
And what are the reference numbers on those?
The first one is 13330, and the second one is 13344.
Are those for two different amounts or the same amount? I don't have the disbursements in front of me.
It's the same amounts.
You're only paying that once a month, and apparently... When I look at your bills, we're only billing once a month. And so it looks like maybe this September invoice didn't get paid till October.
How come we're late if you're paying them?
I don't really know the answer to that because I don't do the bill pay portion of it. But... It really depends on our part when we get that, when that invoice is signed off on, approved, and returned to us. And so once we get the approved invoice back, then we cut the checks for it at that time.
Okay, another question I had is, you know, at the last meeting I'd had the question about the invoice that had been overcharged.
Yes.
And I think, I forget the exact amount, it was around, if I'm estimating, about $700 that we had paid over on an invoice from June. And the, I think Mr. Albano sent a letter stating that it was gonna be adjusted.
That's correct.
So where are we gonna see that adjustment in our invoices in the near, in the future? How's that gonna be adjusted?
When did he send that letter out? Because that should have already been adjusted.
It was, within a week of the last board meeting, so about 3 weeks ago.
In September, and yeah, September's board meeting. And October's invoice looks like went out 10/16 here. So it should have been adjusted on October. I will, and I don't see it being adjusted on November, so I will remind him.
Okay.
That needs to be adjusted off that invoice.
Yeah, we definitely want credit for that amount of money that was overcharged.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the September disbursements, and I noticed that Lawhorn was paid on September 18th, $3,722.86.
Let's see. All I can look at is what has been put in our system at the office. I see an invoice for $2,392.86 that was due 10/17.
Yeah, and then there's a payment for October 12th that was paid. I guess that would maybe be that invoice.
There was a... There was $1,330 due for bill pay. Due date on it was 9/24. That was $1,330. And how much? Let me see.
There was a payment in September for $3,722.86. And it was. I have a reference number if you would like that.
All right, let me, hold on just a second. Let me see. $3,722.86, which would have been, how much did you say that was?
The September payment?
Yes.
It was $3,722.86.
Yeah, and that was a bill pay invoice and then the regular monthly.
Can you tell me how many hours were spent for the bill pay for that month that were included in that invoice? How it was
There were 9.3 hours of bill pay for $605. And then there was $200 on a workers' comp audit and a $525 charge for the board information request that were coming in to us to get after Ann quit and Rob left.
So are we paying for those services on top of the monthly contract?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You are. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I guess what we need, and this may be something that Helen could give to us, we need a breakdown of the invoices, what we're paying additional to the contract. We need to have delineated what is included in the contract, which services are included and which ones are above and beyond, so we know exactly when we're getting outside of what's already being paid for.
Right, and Helen had asked me about that, and I told her I would let her know anytime we were working on anything that wasn't a part of the contract. The only thing I know that we're working on now is the bill pay. Other than that, that's the only thing, you know, the workers' comp audit's done. There have been no additional requests from the library board for information.
So anytime we ask for additional information, is that something that you charge extra for?
Not if you're asking for additional information about the bill pay or the bookkeeping.
Okay.
when we're trying to do things, and I don't have access to a lot of that because it's at my office and I'm quarantined at home.
Okay.
So
let me see.
So what do we get for $2,300 a month?
It's not $2,300 a month. It's more than that.
What do you know what the total amount is
we're paying
for the year, Teresa?
I'm sorry?
What's our total contracted amount for the full year with Longhorn?
I think it's at about 31,000, I think. Let me see if I can find your contract. I should be able to find it here.
Okay, I think that what, instead of kind of spinning our wheels tonight, what I would like to do is put together a budget committee within the group here on the board and schedule a meeting with you and the new director within the first week of her employment. Because I think we have a lot of questions that need to be addressed. What's included in the contract, what's not included in the contract, the billing, and those issues. And I don't think we're going to have any resolution at a board meeting for the questions we have. So I feel like we need to come up with a committee of three from our board and meet with you all. Is that something we would have to pay extra to do, to meet with you all?
No, not as long as it stays within the hours. You know, I wouldn't want it to go over an hour or so.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Well, I'm just looking at it thinking $31,000 is a lot of money. We just kind of want to be able to reassure our funders, you know, like the county and the towns, that we are making the best possible use of the funds we've been given. So in order to do that, I think we're going to have a little more detailed conversation outside of maybe a board meeting. And then that group can come back to the next board meeting and give a full report on what was discovered. So what is your situation as far as this quarantine? When will one of you be available to actually have a meeting?
I come off of quarantine on Tuesday.
Okay.
And so I'll be back at work on Tuesday.
Okay.
Of course, it's Thanksgiving week.
Right.
And so I'd want to schedule something after that. Who is your new director?
Her name is Rose Likens. She starts on December 1st. So I would anticipate meeting the first week of December with you, Rose, and the three members of the board, which would make up a budget committee. So we will talk this evening and get something worked out and follow up with you on that. But let's get back to these disbursements for this month. Can you all look at this? Do you have any other questions on? I noticed we've got the employees broken down.
I have one more, Teresa, if you don't mind. On the 20th, the 29th of October, there's something called a payment voided anthem, but there's a, what you call a credit, which is really a debit, or to me it is, still put it on the books. How does a voided payment still go as a payment?
Is it a zero amount?
No.
I think I left that on there because it should show a zero amount.
Yeah, it's that line, a zero, Tom.
Oh, I'm on the wrong line?
Yeah, if you follow it straight across, it's a zero.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was looking at 9439. I apologize.
That's the
No, and that's okay. What happened there was we had written out the checks that go to the board of supervisors, and there was a change on the insurance, and so we voided that one and wrote them another one.
Okay. What's the CDW government?
That is the Fortinet.
That's Fortinet.
Yes.
And is that a once a month or a once a year?
It's a once a year thing.
Okay.
And actually, what has happened with that one is when we wrote the check and told them, when they got the check done and we told them the check was coming, it wasn't fast enough to keep our amount at that.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is that's going to get cashed and they are going to refund us that because we had to go and put it on the Visa card.
Okay.
So are we behind?
And this going forward, that should be included, I believe, in the category 2 for next year.
Okay, that's good. That E-rate category 2, which is wonderful to have extra money. Okay, anybody else have anything on here that you would like to ask about?
It's about those two invoices. Will we figure that out since we did pay it in September?
We'll just have to, Teresa, when we meet, if you can have a breakdown of exactly what's been paid and what it's been for, exactly what it's been for, like those hours.
Apparently, it looks like the invoices that we're sending you are broken down by each individual charge. For time charges for bill pay and the workers' comp audit, everything is broken down.
Okay.
Except for the monthly payments.
Okay.
And all of that is in the contract, but if you'll tell me before we meet exactly what it is you want so that I can be prepared, then I would appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll get together and look this over, but I do know we will want to look a little closer at the invoices and exactly what has been charged in addition to what we were paying on our contract. So
okay.
That, right now, I can tell you, will be a focus.
So they don't know why we paid them twice.
Well, we'll have to meet and review all that. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve the disbursements for the month of October?
I'll make the motion, sure.
Okay. Anybody want a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that passes. Teresa, is there anything else? We're going to move forward to the director's report, but I noticed we have our financial position. Can you just quickly tell us, without getting into too much, I know we've had some changes to personnel in the past several months and COVID. Can you tell us financially how we stand for the better or the worse at from this point?
For the 4 months ended through October, you are currently, revenues are greater than expenses by $87,000.
Okay.
So you're basically an $87,000 profit.
Okay.
Cash at the end of the month, just in the checking account, was $231,000, and of course you still have the book fund and the CDs, the fiduciary funds.
Right. Okay. So we are ahead of things right now. We're not under.
You are.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's kind of, I think, the main thing we're all concerned with moving forward is that we're not getting behind in anything. So is there anything else you'd like to point out to us that you saw that stood out from our financial position?
I did not find, in looking over them, I didn't see anything that jumped out at me as this is something you needed to be concerned about. You know, things are up and down as usual, depending on where they're getting coded, to which account they're getting coded to. But okay. Overall, if you take a category overall, you're still within budget on almost everything.
Okay, and you had mentioned at the last meeting briefly that we needed to redo some logins for some accounts. You remember mentioning
that?
Yes, and I just felt like it would be a good idea, any account that Ann had access to, if the passwords were changed on those accounts.
Okay. And so, Helen, did you say we have done that?
I've started on it. I haven't finished everything.
Okay.
So
if we can get that wrapped up and changed in the next couple weeks.
And have you hired anyone to replace her yet?
We have not. We're still trying to get some people, and I think with a new director, we're going to let her kind of help navigate that ship and decide where we want to move with that.
Okay. All right.
I don't think anybody else have any financial questions for Teresa while she's... I think we're good, Teresa, and we will be in touch with you to schedule that meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Before we move, and I forget, we need a budget committee, and that's going to probably require somebody who's available during the day, it sounds like. So, I have any volunteers to serve on a budget committee? Or you want to be voluntold? Anybody not want to serve on the budget committee?
But you know about budgets.
Oh, well.
Well, I do.
No, you had your calculator out and everything.
Yeah, because I was subtracting $3,700 from $2,300.
That's a lot of money. That's all we need to say. That's a lot of money. So does anybody want to just say, I would love to help with the budget?
I don't love to help, but I will help.
Patton, you okay, then we will. You'll be on the budget committee. One more. Tom?
Don't everybody jump out.
I'll do it. If it's not, I mean, I can get away during the day, but I just can't do a lot of getting away during the day.
Well, I anticipate this will, we need to just get this under control.
Well, I agree. I feel like we're going to have to meet with them. I mean, I can't, you know, 5 days,
no,
you know, things
just
like
maybe
that. I can't do that.
I'll volunteer on the next thing as long as it's not during the day and
yeah,
I have to walk away
from a
crisis.
That's the major issue is our scheduling.
It's not going to work.
But with this, I feel like we have to do it during the day because they're, yeah. So I will put Patton and Tom, budget committee, I'll go to that with you. And we'll schedule something so it'll be the first week in December. Do y'all have any dates you want us to avoid?
Yeah.
For that week.
I'll tell you.
Tell us which day you want to avoid
first week in December.
Right.
Now December 4th, she was scheduled.
I can't do it the 1st, I can't do it the 2nd, I can't do it.
We can do it the following week if that week is not good.
I can't do it the 8th and the 11th of the following week. And the afternoon of the, well, I probably can do it the afternoon of the 9th. Can't do it any Monday.
Okay. So the first week.
So the first week I could do it maybe the 3rd and the 4th.
Okay.
The second weekend I could do it the 9th and the 10th.
I could do it the 3rd or the 4th.
Now, Rose has scheduled a staff meeting at 9.
The next one
on
I
the
4th.
So after the afternoon.
Next one I have something the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th are okay.
Could we shoot for the 3rd, maybe? Would you all be available the 3rd? As a Thursday? Tom?
Yeah, sure. Rusty can tell me to go to hell, but I'll do it.
Oh, no, if it's going to interfere with the work day.
No, it doesn't interfere with the work day. I just have something else to do on the 1st and 2nd, which means the 1st and 2nd I'm gone, and now I'm going the 3rd.
Oh, it's not a work thing, the 1st and 2nd. Okay.
No,
well, we can shift it
no,
to the following.
No, the 3rd's fine. Let's just do it for that. I mean,
what time do you want to do?
What time's best for you all? I mean,
if
I'm
you're asking
free,
me, the
I'm
earlier
free.
The better.
The what the better?
The earlier the better.
The earlier the better.
But you said there's a staff meeting that morning?
No, the 4th.
On the 4th.
On the 4th.
Oh, this is the 3rd we're doing.
Let's just ask Teresa.
We can do it on the 4th. That's actually a little better for me.
Well, no, they've got a staff meeting that
day. I mean, if you did the afternoon, I guess that would work. Because I don't imagine a staff meeting.
That'd be a great way to start the weekend, wouldn't it?
Budget. Tom, what would be best for you?
No, just whatever time. I'm up at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
How about 5:30 here?
I can hear it.
Yeah, okay. Should we just call Teresa and say how early can
Well, why don't we just say, Rose, we got a meeting that day. Why don't you schedule it?
Okay. The 3rd?
Yeah, the 3rd.
All right. We'll get that and I'll email you guys and let you know when.
Well, I'm putting it on the calendar.
December 3rd and it'll hopefully be early. As early as we can get it. All right, I feel better we got that figured out. Let's move on to the director's report.
Okay, short and sweet. First of all, thank you guys so much for this opportunity. It has been, it's been interesting.
Crazy, I think.
Yeah, it's been crazy, but like I said, it's been a little bit of fun too. So thank you, and thank you for having two of us, because I think one of us would have completely lost her mind. So
you might have had another
moment. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. We've been talking a lot with Rose, and we are so excited. We're just really looking forward to that. So let's see. The Bibliostat, which is the annual report, is in process. I'm sure you remember the nightmares about that, Margaret.
Yep.
The State Library gave us an extension. I think they're kind of offering that to most libraries
probably.
At this point because, you know, it's 2020.
Yeah.
And everybody's contributing, writing their own stuff, and Todd is compiling it all, and we are working on the financial portion.
Mm-hmm.
We are accepting bids for that Category 2 E-rate money, which is $109,000 to be spent over the next 5 years on hardware and software to support the internet and things like that. It's from E-Rate, right?
We've actually already gotten one bid.
Oh, we have?
Which is like 57 pages, so I didn't print it.
Oh, my.
And then we've got another email saying, hey, can we schedule a call?
Great.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So
Great.
They are starting to come in.
Good. We have signed our representation letter and sent it to the auditors. We're going to have a complete report soon.
So, yes, I sent that off, and Emily came back and said, "Is this meaning that you're good with it? Does the board have any questions?" And I said, "They have not sent me any." So my assumption would be, if this is this the way this works? We send the letter, they look at it when you send the stuff out in hardcover, you know, the actual thing, and then they ask questions. And she said, "That's fine as long as none of the questions or responses change something in her part of it. Like if we have information that would change something there," so that she would need to redo that.
Okay.
So she wanted me to ask you guys if you had any questions before we did that actual send out, to send them to me so I can get them to her, or if you still have her email from the audit stuff, you can send them directly to her.
Okay.
And you did email everybody the...
Yes.
So we need to look at that closely and make sure we don't have any questions, the audit,
before it's
that they sent us. If we do, we need to do that ASAP. And now, just in my memory, I remember the auditors coming and kind of presenting to the board their findings from their audit. That's typically what happens.
Oh.
That's not happened for the past few years.
That's supposed to be happening.
Okay. Well, then I can certainly ask that of her.
I mean, and it could be something like, you know, what we did with our interviews. It could be a Google Meet, and we could just have her present, you know, "Hey, this is what we found. This is what you need to look at."
Okay.
But I would really like to have that done in a board meeting.
Yeah, and we'll do that.
Gotcha.
Okay. I have listed here the circulation report, which you've got. You've also got that in the... I forgot what color that is. But
pink.
Pink. That's pink.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't understand this. I mean,
it is kind of, yeah, it takes some getting used to. So, let me see.
Oh, it's like youth fiction, youth nonfiction.
Adult audiobook, adult Blu-ray, adult DVD, adult fiction, adult nonfiction, adult paperback, easy book, graphic is...
Well, I got that part. Okay. What I don't understand is this, I mean, I got what all that stuff is over there.
Sorry.
What I don't understand is that everything that's been checked out in this month at that location?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yes.
So we had a lot of magazines circulating in Marion. Is that right?
219 magazines.
That's what it looks like.
Wow. Does that mean somebody actually checks it out of the library? Somebody actually checks it out of the library or goes here and reads it?
No, they would actually, we have magazines that people actually check out.
Yes, they do.
That's a big number.
Would that be like, this renewals part of that?
Do what? Would what?
Like renewals, would that be part of it?
Renewals are done on a different thing.
Because I don't remember seeing that many check out, but that's just me. I've not worked this or desk as much. Oh, yeah.
I need to go upstairs and check out some things, okay?
Those are categories that...
There may not be any DVDs or magazines, though,
that's
here.
Right. Tracy has misunderstood what that page is.
Okay.
Those are cataloging
stats. I did misunderstand. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It was one of the last boards, there was an issue as to how much was getting cataloged for each branch.
Right.
And so we started having to put the cataloging stats in there so that the board could see how much was getting cataloged for Marion, how much was getting cataloged for Chilhowee, how much was getting cataloged for...
And what do you mean when you say getting cataloged?
It actually does say cataloged.
Books that actually come in.
It's not circulation. This is cataloged.
Correct.
Sorry.
Got it.
Like new books that come in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so the reason the magazine one is so big is because since we were closed and when we started curbside and stuff, we weren't actually checking out the magazines. So we just kind of hoarded them up.
Okay.
And then this is Todd and Amber getting them cataloged into the system so that people can check them out.
Okay.
So that's why we have so many. And that is why the Marion number is so much
big,
higher than the branches, because
For a big part of that, yes. We hoarded our magazine.
So this is cataloging, not circulation.
Correct.
And also the DVD number is higher, Mary, because of the amazing donation we received.
Well, you know, if we would look at the very top, it says monthly cataloging.
Yes, I really should have read that. I apologize.
Yeah, we should have read that. We're like, wow.
You know what's funny, Tracy, is we didn't know the difference.
We're just like, wow.
It looks so much like the
cataloging.
Okay, sorry. My bad. Anyway, where was I?
The real statistics.
Yes, statistics are here.
Got it.
Next, and we didn't give you that report because it's just as...
Well, we just never did.
Yeah, okay.
So, well, I mean, there is a board report.
If you really wanted
it. It's this one. It's this.
Okay, it's all right.
And you actually may not have that one in there.
No, we don't.
No, it's not in here.
It's okay.
Okay, anyway. So, Marion circulated 1,458 items. Sauble, 952, and Schoharie, 1,004. Okay, every location worked to make Halloween special because obviously not so great this year for kids. Mm-hmm. But we gave out lots of books and lots of candy and had lots and lots of happy kids everywhere. Both Marion and Schoharie have been providing outdoor story times to local daycares. This is obviously not going to work for much longer, so it's going to turn into Zoom story times. Each location is continuing on with virtual programming and all the curbside crafts. Every location is maintaining the curbside services while also being open for appointments. That has gone really well. People are loving it, and we're loving it. It's really good to have people back in the library. Heather continues to have great feedback on her guest story times. Chris has a new employee in Saltville, Kendra Collins. That seems to be going well. Rita's providing or in negotiations to provide outreach services all over the county. We've set up a system-wide staff calendar to facilitate communication between locations. We want to do a program calendar that we could share throughout the location. So you could go to, say, the Schoharie Circulation Desk and find one calendar that shows what programs are happening everywhere, all over the library. Only right now, we don't have a lot of programs happening. First we're going to get the programs back, and then we're going to get the calendar out there.
Okay.
The accounting clerk position remains vacant. Okay. Helen and I are temporarily filling that void, and Helen is doing most of it. God love her. She has a degree in accounting, and I definitely do not. So,
she does her fair share of other stuff.
Most, if not all, of our time at Drudger is just lots of small details affecting up the entire day. And I'm sure y'all understand how that goes. Ellen, she has good news.
I have a response to a question.
Okay.
Last board meeting, Tom had asked, or one of you had asked, about Slint Brandt and Associates and what that insurance policy was.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and to make sure that I did correctly say, it does have to do with the nonprofit organization directors and officers liability coverage, part declarations, employment practices liability coverage, part declarations. And this actual agreement started in 2018 and goes to October of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were two payments, and I believe, I didn't go back to 2018 to figure this out, but my understanding is it was a two-part payment.
Mm-hmm.
Each one was the $2,187. So until next year, there will not be another charge for this.
Okay.
Now, to the really good news.
We love that.
Okay, Kim Armantrout emailed out today.
She's from the state library.
Right?
Yeah. Attached, please find the state aid estimate for year 2022. We finally got confirmation this week that the additional $1 million the General Assembly had approved in the spring was now available to spend for 2021. I had no idea about this, so this was great. But no money, additional money was put into 2022. So she says we'll be making adjustments to your third and fourth quarter state aid payments. And goes on to say, despite the overall increase coming, Some of you will see a decrease in some cases rather substantial, not us.
Mm-hmm.
This is due to decreases in local expenditures that you experienced between 2018 and 19, because that does affect your state aid calculation. So I went through and found us, and it looks like our current aid letter had $164,077.
Mm-hmm.
The updated amount is on here is $173,704. So it looks like an increase of $9,627.
Great.
That we should be getting between quarter three and four.
Awesome.
Now, for the 22, our decrease is only $745.
Okay.
So it would be, unless something happens between here and now, then and now, it looks like it'll be $172,959.
Okay.
Well, so, at least there's some good news there.
That's great news. A little extra money.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Money down.
That's great. Okay. Is there anything else on the director's report?
I think that got it.
Yeah. Do you have any questions? Or?
Nope. Just great appreciation.
Yeah, we're
yes,
really
thank
great.
You.
Well, and thank again, you very much. Thank you guys for trusting us. And we greatly appreciate how much time that you guys have spent helping us.
Yes.
And throwing in suggestions and just being there.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you all for doing it. I remember the day that we decided you would do it. This yeah. look came over Tracy's face like horror. But well, you all have stepped up to the plate and done above and beyond. And I really, really
thank
appreciate
you.
Well, thank
that.
You guys. And we really appreciate the opportunity.
Yes.
What I remember was this, Pat said when you walked in, you thought maybe you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly what we thought.
That's exactly what
we thought. That was what was in their eyes.
And to be very honest, Kristen was there that night, and she had just come, and she was sitting in the thing, and I was like, okay, here we go.
We were like, that's our new director, I guess.
That's it.
Oh, wow. Is that why everybody was being so good that night? Everybody else was in close session? Because I'm just sitting back there observing, right? And I'm just kind of watching everybody in the room. And
yeah, you were definitely watching, and we were like, oh, yeah. What is she watching yeah. for? Yeah. And then she saw us in, and we're like, oh, great. Because then Helen came back out, and I was like, Helen, and she just was all teary-eyed, and they're like, were you next? And I was like,
oh, no.
Well, I was scared. I really was. I have never
That's
been
what I, when I saw y'all walk yeah. in, I thought, these girls, they think they're getting fired.
That's exactly what
yes.
I thought.
Yes, that's
well,
what, yeah.
it was far from that. And we yeah. were, you really have done a great job, the two of you.
How could we fire
this?
Exactly. It's been so enlightening. I just
it really
never
has.
Had any idea what goes into the director job. Never.
Well, and I think, that yeah. not even that, but even, you know, when Judy and Linda were here, just talking
we
to them
so
about stuff and this and that, I mean, didn't even scratch the surface
mm-hmm.
of what was done in that office.
Yes, they really spoiled us.
So,
no,
I mean,
really spoiled us.
It really was an eye-opener seeing how all the pieces fit together. I mean, there's still a bunch that I don't understand,
mm-hmm.
but in the past 3 months, I think I've learned more than I have in the past 10 years
right.
of just different things and how they fit together and pieces and parts, and it's been interesting, and I'm very thankful to have had the opportunity to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We appreciate
we're
you
grateful.
All.
Yes.
We really do. And
it's wonderful to have such committed board.
Well, we rely
we're
on
you
all.
I appreciate y'all. Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really.
So,
it's been fun.
Well, we're glad you all stepped in and did it. Couldn't have had two better people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the heels of that, to let everybody else know, Rose is moving in to a townhouse in Abingdon temporarily until she can get a place here in Marion or Smith County. She will be moving in Saturday. And she will be, I'll be meeting her to go fill out paperwork on the 30th for payroll and for the county. And she said she'll be keeping her insurance and all that. So she will be here bright and early on the 1st, ready to go. She's already got things in the works, and she's got great ideas. So it's going to be
really
fun
excited.
To have all of you together
yeah.
to feed off of each other and get started. But that's the update on the new director, and Now we have, the one thing I talked to her today is our next item on the agenda, which is the update on the reopening and the discussion about, you know, at what point do we have to say we've got to close the doors if it gets to that point again.
Right.
Our numbers are spiking.
Yes.
And so I'm going to let you guys kind of go on with whatever you had prepared for this update.
Well, we do appointments 3 days a week, and that's going really well. People are, and
right.
We've not have run into anyone that didn't want to wear a mask or were the least bit disrespectful. It's been great. And the branches are reporting really good things from their locations as well. They're each doing 1 day a week. And that they're,
I think Chris is actually doing a little more.
Okay.
All right. She has one official day, and then other days, like if something comes up.
Yeah. Yeah.
If people
want it, she does it. As long as there's enough people to cover and there's not an issue, she will let people in and they will do what they need to do. So,
okay.
Which is great.
Yeah.
The one thing, when we're talking about, one of the things that Rose asked us was what we had kind of planned out. And I sent her the generic COVID thing that we did for opening and cleaning and that sort of thing. One thing that we have, and I've been keeping
I'm
up with kind
my
of...
I'm neck. I'm turning my
oh,
chair.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
going
to put my back to you, sorry.
I've been trying to pay attention to what the governor has been
right.
putting out there. And so far, I didn't even realize at one point that we were up to 250 people that could gather at one point. And I was like, that's a lot of people. But anyway.
Yeah, it's back to 25.
It's down to 25. Masks by age 5 and up. We have not had, like I said, any problems with that. And we have not had 25 people in the building even since we started doing this.
No, we haven't.
Including staff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to limit people in the building to a total of 15. We've had a few walk-ups, but they fit in the numbers correctly. So I don't even think at any point we've had 15 in the building.
Mm-hmm. I think, for the most part, people are loving the curbside. I mean, who wouldn't, right? You just
mm-hmm.
pull it out front.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have people that want to come in and pick out their own stuff, but for the most part, like, the fear of being around people is keeping them away,
right.
if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is that, which,
yeah.
you know, that's fine. I don't have any problems with going on with curbside for as long as we get to do
we
it.
We might need a drive-through window.
That would be lovely. That would be
you know what? We'll just close this street, knock out this wall,
right.
and drive through
there. There you go.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'm not sure how the insurance company would like that. But I do think we need a bigger and more fluid plan than, let's wait and see what the governor says. I mean, because everybody kind of has to do what the governor says. And hopefully Rose, you know, has some ideas too.
Well, she today said that she would recommend speaking with the health department, local health department,
mm-hmm.
since they kind of have a better... their fingers on the pulse of what's going on in our community.
Right.
And kind of setting a threshold and saying, okay, when it hits this point, then we need to probably go back to all curbside.
Okay.
So that was her recommendation.
Tomorrow.
To just say, you know, what would the recommendation be for, this is just way too out of hand. We need to shut down a little bit. And we also need to have like cleaning practices in place. Like, are you all staying open for that whole time frame, or do you close
no.
for an hour to
we
clean?
We close and clean, and then
okay.
we,
not
actually,
an hour clean,
we start at, like, the hour, we start, you know, at, let's say, 1 o'clock.
Right.
They have 45 minutes.
I'm going to solve this problem.
Yeah.
Well, it does.
And then, that last 15 minutes, we go back to home.
And clean.
And
yeah.
we
okay.
clean down the counters. If they've left books that they've touched, we clean their books, put them back. All that kind of stuff.
How about that, Donna?
That works. Okay, so
that's perfect.
We've got cleaning practices. We've got that. I do think we just follow the recommendations from the health department. And, you know, our numbers are climbing.
Right. Yes, they are.
We're more and more, all of us are having friends and family that are coming down with COVID.
Right.
So, and at some point, we are going to have employees that say...
Right.
Yes.
So we need to decide, what do we do if, say, tomorrow an employee comes, or we get a call, hey, we've had COVID in the building, what would we want to do at that point? Like, rather than having emails go out to everybody, what would you all recommend we do?
Call the health department. They can guide. I mean, I've gone through this, so, yeah.
Just leave it up to them?
Yeah.
Defer to the health department?
Yeah, and then it's also good to have a cleaning crew that's, like, on contract.
Okay.
They can come in and fog.
We have a fogger.
Oh, we have?
We have two foggers. We got that with COVID money from the county.
Then we need the fog.
Yeah, we have a fogger. Two foggers.
Yeah, shut down, left to clean and quarantine, it needs to be quarantined and...
I mean, Margaret, once Rose is here, I think that's something that, that she will take care of.
Right.
I mean, I think we want to know what's going on, but she's here day to day, and I think that's a something for her to take care
so
of.
So I think we just say, run with it, and you all work with the health department and whatever you need to do, and we'll support you in it.
Okay.
So that's that part.
We got your back.
We got your back. That's what we're here to do.
That feels nice.
So it seems like we already did this audit update.
Right, we already did it.
Yeah. I have at the end just one, I should have added this to the agenda. I don't know if you all are aware that the county has approved bonuses for all full-time employees for the county.
Oh, really?
Full-time employees are getting $500, part-time are getting $250. We are not officially county employees. We don't fit their thing, but we are. Employees in this county. So I would like to propose that we offer the same bonus for our employees.
So why is our library employees not county employees?
Well, we have our own payroll. We do our own payroll. So that's the thing. Where they don't do our payroll, we have our own contracted payroll.
They're still county employees.
I know. So but we have to officially...
We have to do it. Okay.
We have to adopt that and say we would like for our employees to also, since they've been through this nightmarish transition, I think $500 full-time and $250 part-time. I just asked Teresa intentionally how we were financially to make sure we could absorb that. But I want you all to know from this board, we really appreciate everything you all have done, and that's everybody in this system, this library system. And
well, Margaret, if you need a motion, I'll make it.
I would love a motion. So
because people gone over and beyond.
Yeah, they have.
To get things done during this COVID.
And I will totally second.
Okay, all in favor?
You want a third?
All in favor?
I read through the last minutes. My name seemed to be on every one of them. This time, that's not going to happen.
Was anybody opposed to that motion? To that? No.
I mean, we won't look if that helps
you. No. So we need to just communicate that we're going to authorize for the month of December $500 for each full time and $250 for each part time employee. Okay?
And it's great. Good to know the county has that much money to give their employees.
Well, they have really reined in
their
finances, and things are much better than they have been in the past, so it's been good. We will not be having closed session. December, what do your month, well, I know that's right in the middle of, you know, holidays. The third Thursday of December is
the
17th. Do you all have any conflicts with that date that would prevent you from coming to the meeting?
December 17th.
Uh-huh. That's 1 week before Christmas. And it will be in Marion that month. We will move out to Chilhowee and Saltville for January and February. So. Is everybody okay with the 17th?
I'm good.
At 5:30?
Yeah, let's try not to last too long.
We won't. We shouldn't have to. Rose will be here. They'll be here. We'll just be in and out. Okay? If then we'll just schedule that the 17th then. Now we just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Any second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. See you on the 17th.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You guys. That's very touching. I appreciate that.
An efficient meeting.
Well, you guys deserve it. You know?